Sometimes a song starts with a title. Sometimes it starts with a genre. And sometimes it starts with discovering that a sound you've liked for years had a name the whole time. This is Curated Chaos, and this week's track is She Leaves in Colors. Welcome back to Curated Chaos, where I take one of my AI-created songs each week and talk about where it came from, how it came together, and what made it worth keeping. I'm Glenn, musically known as GER, and this week's track is an intentionally 80s detour with jangly, dreamy, psychedelic pop DNA. She Leaves in Colors. With this one, I wanted to plant the sound firmly in the 80s, because up to this point, I hadn't really gone all in on that lane yet. So I started digging into 80s subgenres, and in the process, I came across one I remembered liking, but never realized had a specific name. Paisley Underground. Once I saw the label, I knew that was where I needed to go. If that term isn't familiar, think bands like The Bangles, that LA scene where 60s psychedelic and jangle pop influences got filtered through an 80s alternative sensibility. The topic and lyrics for this one mostly came from playing around with ideas with ChatGPT, basically feeling out what might fit in a Paisley Underground-style song. Not copying anybody, but aiming for that general flavor, melodic, a little mysterious, a little romantic, and slightly dreamlike. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. It has this ethereal quality that I like, but it's also got a peppy, upbeat feel to it at the same time, which is a fun combination. It moves, it shimmers, and it still leaves a little mystery in the lyrics instead of spelling everything out. That balance is a big part of what makes this one work for me. It feels light on its feet, but not empty. Catchy, but not obvious. Atmospheric, but still alive. Exactly the vibe I started chasing with the Paisley Underground style in the first place. Thanks for listening to Curated Chaos, a backstage group production edited by me, Glenn Reed. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe and stick around. There are plenty more genre rabbit holes ahead. Next time, we make a triumphant return into using my poetry as lyrics with It's 7 O'Clock and Grandma's on the Roof. For now, here's She Leaves in Colors.